From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New restrictions for migrants in Europe. Germany is temporarily reinstating passport controls along its border with EU partner Austria to limit the flow of migrants and refugees. Germany and Austria recently agreed to allow in migrants in a bid to alleviate the number who are gathering in Hungary. German police say more than 12,000 refugees seeking asylum in the European Union flooded into the southern German city Munich on Saturday. In another attempt to control the flow of migrants, train service from Austria to Germany was suspended on Sunday. Analysts are predicting the halting of trains would prompt more desperate scenes on the Austrian-German border as tens of thousands of refugees try to enter Germany by any means possible. Both sides in the South Sudan conflict plan to attend a special meeting on it and a peace agreement implementation in New York September 29th on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly's session. South Sudanese Foreign Minister Barnaba Mario Benjamin told VOA Vice President James Wani Igga will be leading the government's delegation.
Really, the international community, especially the United Nations, should really recognize the efforts that the President of the Republic of South Sudan, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, is doing with regards to bringing peace to his country.
Foreign Minister Benjamin says it should involve positive discussions and not be about punishment and negativity. Indian police say they're searching for a suspect who illegally stored explosives in a warehouse that ignited, killing at least 89 people and wounding 100. Police are looking for Rajendra Kaswa, who authorities say is on the run with his brothers. This is VOA News.